This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in Afghanistan say a massive vehicle-borne bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed nearly 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed one person and injured 23, according to initial reports. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. The BBC is reporting the Australian city of Sydney has recorded its hottest November night on record, with the lowest temperature recorded at 25.4 degrees Celsius, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The high temperature for Sunday is expected to hit 40 degrees Celsius or 104 Fahrenheit. Temperatures have also soared in other parts of Australia, including Victoria and South Australia. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has predicted a 5- or 6-day heat wave in parts of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. That means a very high to severe fire danger forecast, according to the Rural Fire Service, and that's to be in eastern and northeastern parts of New South Wales. There are currently 45 bush and grass fires burning in the state. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.